A note on learning mathematics for real. Above all, you need a long-term reason to learn anything. If you are not involved in a particular field, then you will learn nothing. It is easy to make excuses for seemingly learning math. You won't always have a calculator on hand. Or, by memorizing the multiplication table, you'll be able to calculate faster. That makes perfect sense, somewhat. But that is not math. That's just calculations, adding numbers, double-checking the change you get from a cashier. The simple reasons for math have little to do with math. And anyways, having a cool mini calculator on you is pretty damn awesome. But the T183 is not as cool as it looks on the surface. For one, it's overpriced, perhaps 10 times the price. Supply and demand shouldn't apply to students. Everything used in education, from textbooks to laptops, must be free. So cooler than a TI-83 is a calculator that you program yourself, preferably by means of a high-level programming language, maybe even a Raspberry Pi Zero. And of course, you see where this is going. By considering to program your own calculator, you are teleported to the Great Canyon of Mathematics. And think Valles Marineris, not the Grand Canyon we have here. Now, every cool damn thing from algebra, geometry, trigonometry, calculus, and even engineering formulas, to generative art, Antikythera mechanism, even cryptos analysis tools, and black hole and big crunch math, stand right in front of you, softly mocking you for not being cool yet. Sure. What is a TI-83-inspired Raspberry Pi to you when you are never going to use engineering formulas that you gather? It is almost a fair point. But although we covered the reason for mathematics, we have not yet covered the reason for the reason. Though it may be hard to believe, it is not enough to just own the coolest calculator in the world. You aren't supposed to pursue things for their own sake. Every reason must have a reason. So you celebrate the day you set your foot in high school or college by launching your first startup. Call it Fair Instruments Incorporated, Model T800, and just sell a calculator kit based on the Raspberry Pi Zero to be assembled by the customer, by the students. This is also something that requires that you get investors, and that is a very important skill. Keep the company small, don't work hard, work smart. Your goal should always be to become a great being, not a mere business person. So now, not only are you plowing through math to build your first prototype, but you are doing it to become a business person, exit poverty, and onward to becoming a great being. You will certainly exit the stress of poverty. What an empowering endeavor your first startup is. As a bonus, you could offer a distributed social network by wirelessly connecting all the nearby Raspberry Pi Zero Ws, and other projects like collaborative audiobook recording or a synthesizer cluster for a collaborative school symphony orchestra. You could run a Beowulf cluster or build a distributed search engine. The sky is not even the limit. Perhaps that should be your starting point. A Skynet connecting all the schools together and rebuilding education inside out by providing relevant and personalized lectures. You see the importance of using high-level programming languages and standard operating systems. There are more lessons to be had here, more companies to build. By going beyond a calculator, you leave the reality of simple mathematics and enter the world of programming, communications, robotics, distributed networking, and supercomputing. Perhaps eventually you may even design your own pies, maybe this time with an open 5G hat, oral, as in audio, interface, and a phone network meshing all the schools together with free internet and a phone service alternative. Please don't worry. You do not have to start big with your prototype. The PO-128 from Teenage Engineering is a good lesson to learn from. Their entire product line is a dream. But use Linux and high-level programming languages. Do not limit yourself with a microcontroller. Stick with general-purpose operating systems that people can learn valuable lessons from and try to exit poverty with. If you want to start learning math right now, right this moment, create a startup that generates generative art. There's always a need for interesting video backgrounds or video samples, and you can keep the company simple by giving most of them away as a form of advertising. This is also the realm of computer games. Here, think auto-playing computer games. And the on-ramp is not that complex either. See SnapSVG and P5. And see if maybe you are more interested in 3D graphics via 3JS. In closing, you can't learn real things really well if you have no real use for them. Whatever it is that you want to study, it must be part of your existence and your life. And mathematics can easily become part of your life if you take to a future of computer graphics, algorithms, or even electronic devices. A word of caution. Those who are making you memorize so that you perform on tests like an actor do not have your best interests in mind. And there is nothing to learn there. Build your own future. Accept the responsibility for your own education.